Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Anderson. This is a little different this week. What you're about to hear is an interview with five of the Born to Act players. And I'm doing an intro to implore you, to encourage you all to not listen to this, but instead click the link that's in the description and watch the YouTube video, because you get so much more out of seeing the actual video of this interview, which is done in a Last Supper style. We're sitting at a long table at a vacation rental that five of the families got together and decided to have a little end of summer vacation with their kids, all of which are five of the Born to Act players. And the moms all know each other, and they invited Mike Carano and I to go down and document and hang out, and it was fantastic. This happened earlier this week, and it was kind of an impromptu decision to sit them all down and kind of pick their brains and get them on camera a little bit and talk to them. And it was a really fun interview, but I had a feeling this would be the case when I was talking with them, that it's not going to translate nearly as well in an audio-only format. These guys are so animated. There's so much going on. One of the guys, Ben, is messing with poor Otto's ears the entire interview and just torturing poor Otto. And you'll hear me or see me asking Ben not to do so. I get some great quotes out of them, and they're plugging their various projects at the end. It was fantastic. But in listening to the interview and watching the interview, you get so much more out of watching it. So you just gotta have to trust me on that. I know it's a big ask to switch platforms and switch over to YouTube, but I'm telling you, if you're curious as to what this group is made of, this is a random sampling of five of the actors who are fairly active over there in the Born to Act players. And I mean, we got about 100 Born to Act players, and this is a sampling of five of them, but I know all of these guys pretty well, guys and girls. And I really encourage you all to watch that video. So thank you very much for following along. This is week 16, as you'll hear in a second. And I guess on to the interview. Hope you watch it. All right. Thanks.
Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I have got a movie to make, and this is Loaded for Bear. Let's make this movie. Week 16 of 36 weeks, and oh, we got a special occasion show for you today. I come to you live on tape with some actual Born to Act players. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Say hello. The Born to Act players, a small group of Born to Act players, are vacationing, having their last hurrah, their last summer vacation, the last big party, right? And they're nice enough to invite Mike Carano and myself down to hang out. So we've been hanging out for the afternoon, and now we're going to do a little bit of an interview. So, hey, have you guys been interviewed before?
No. I have. It was great.
What were you interviewed for, Otto? I should say also, this is Ava. Say hi, Ava.
Hi.
This is Owen.
Hi.
This is Otto.
Well, hello, everyone.
There's Ben. Yeah. Ben has a microphone that you gotta say hello.
You guys speak loud.
Hello.
And there down there on the end is Maddie. Say hi, Maddie.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, so, and also there's a video of this, too. I'm not sure where the video will live, but... all right, so, back to the interviews. When were you interviewed, Otto?
You're for a great movie.
For a great movie? What movie were you interviewed for?
We're doing a theme called... What's My Line?
What's My Line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like on the stage. Okay, yeah, for sure.
All right.
Ava, you've been interviewed, right?
Yes.
Okay. For what?
For my auditions, for my stuff, for my acting gig.
Oh, cool, for your acting gig.
Yeah.
Owen, you were telling me you were interviewed before?
Yes, I mean, we shot a video shoot back in Malibu. We did...
In Malibu?
Fancy. Yeah, the first one we did, when I was like eight, we shot a PSA video shoot, and this is for the Extra Beautiful.
Oh.
And I was up there, and it was all of us at South Israel. So, watch it, because it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. What's it called?
Actual Beautiful.
Actual Beautiful?
No, Extra.
Extra Beautiful? Extra Beautiful. Extra Beautiful. And Ben's down here being sassy. Why are you being so sassy, Ben? All right, so how long have you guys known each other? Did you guys all meet at Born to Act Players?
Yeah.
Is that where you all met, or did you guys go to school together?
I used to meet Owen
in 2018.
At the mall.
At the mall?
Yeah, I met Ava when I was like 2 years old in the Hollywood house. And while living there.
At the Hollywood house?
Yeah, the Hollywood house. I lived in Bennett.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where you met Ava?
Yeah.
So you guys are like Hollywood types that were meeting?
I mean, I was young at the time. I was like two at the time, yeah.
You know when Owen said you were two?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and now you're boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Since when?
Well, I mean, here's the thing, like...
Oh, sorry, hold on 1 second. Stop being sassy, Ben. Maddie, you keep him in line down there, okay?
All right.
I mean... it's crazy because even when it started out, when I used to do Lauren for
years. I don't want to get all into it and get Ava jealous talking. More mystery, less history, as my friend Drew used to say. Okay, so she doesn't want to hear about your ex girlfriend. All right, so how long have you guys been an item?
When I first became an idol,
I
met Owen.
Yeah.
When I was little.
Yeah.
We did.
And I did have surgery on my throat when I was 4.
Okay.
Yeah, she did.
How long have you guys been boyfriend, girlfriend?
Boyfriend and girlfriend? They've been dating for I think we've been like a year.
A year?
Yeah. I leave to college next year for...
Where are you going?
I'm doing UC Davis.
Oh, UC Davis, nice.
You just did an interview.
An interview.
Yeah. You didn't tell me about that interview, Owen.
Yeah, actually, I got an interview for that.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
Well, congratulations on going to UC Davis. That's a very,
thank
very fine
so
school.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to miss you because that's far away.
Yeah.
All right, Ben.
Ben.
Mr. Yeah. Sassy himself. What? If you could do any talent, what do you think it would be? If you had to do a talent, if we were doing a talent show later tonight here at the Vacation House, what would you do?
Improv.
Improv?
Yeah.
Where'd you learn the improv?
From acting.
Yeah, from Born to Act Players with Mary?
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie? If you had some kind of competition going on tonight and you had to do some kind of talent, what would your talent be?
My talent would be acting out players.
For the Born to Act Players?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't start that long ago. I think I was there for your very first class.
Yes.
And you took to it pretty quickly. And you got up there, because sometimes the new actors, did you know this, Maddie? They get really shy at first, and they don't like to go on stage. But you got up there really quick.
Yeah.
And you didn't get too nervous. At least, I couldn't tell you were nervous if you were. Were you nervous when you first started? A little bit. Oh, are you nervous now?
I mean, I started acting since 2019.
2019? But you had that Malibu house, I thought.
No, I was living in my old house in Studio City.
Wait, are you nervous right now, Maddie?
No.
A little bit?
Oh.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Otto?
Sassy,
Mr. Sassy Ben, yeah. So I knew Ava was going to be here. I didn't even know who else was going to be here. It was a surprise when I showed up. I was so excited. I think I heard Owen was going to be here, but I was excited to see that Otto. What?
My apologize. I know Ben since friend from a new school at Leachman.
Wait, so that's how long you've known? That's how you knew Maddie?
No,
hey, Sassy Ben, leave his ears alone. What in the world?
Thank you. No. I saw Ben.
Yeah.
At my new school at Leachman.
Okay.
Yeah, we go to college together.
I thought so. I thought you guys went to school together. At least some of you. All right. Who can tell me their favorite part about... Let's get back to acting and how I know you guys. Who can tell me their favorite part of Born to Act Players?
Okay. Ooh. Born to Act, it's been my dream since during August. The first time I came here.
Yeah? It's been your dream? It's been your favorite thing that you do?
Yeah, favorite thing.
During the week? And what's your favorite thing in acting? What's your favorite thing that Mary has?
My favorite is to sing a song for Mary.
Okay. Sing a song for Mary?
Yeah.
Were you there when Ava sang her song a couple weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. She did her recordings.
God. That was so good.
Thank you.
And it was an original recording?
Well, okay, so that recording is actually my dad's. So,
Joel.
So the music is the karaoke version of Drive Me Down. It was Drive Me Down by One Direction.
Yeah, okay.
You guys all love One Direction.
I just did the music, and my voice kicked in as I sing the Drive Me Down.
It was really good, and I love the dance moves. I hope that some people can see that one day, because we actually shot video of that. We got some really good stuff of that.
Wow. Oh, I want to see it.
Sure you do. You want to see your girlfriend performing. You weren't there, were you?
No, I think I was there at the time because...
Owen's a little naughty because he comes to acting class and he doesn't participate until it's time to do the improv, and that's when you finally get out of your chair.
No, I mean, improv is fun. I mean, that's why I want to do with you guys, continue on, you know. I just chill in my spot. And
you do chill in your spot.
Watch you guys do the work, and then I wait till the improv starts and, you know, see what it looks like, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do the actual,
when I first started, it was different because I can't believe it. I was on stage for that.
It is weird, right?
Yeah.
Because I never... Hey, Sassy. Ben, Otto's trying to be serious for once, and you're not letting him be serious. Maddie.
This interview is going to be weird.
Maddie, I thought you were going to keep Sassy Ben in check over there. And he's being a very sassy man. All right, so how many of you, the first time you were ever on stage was at Born to Act Players? Have you ever been on stage before Born to Act?
I mean, I started in 2019, that's how I finally met Dominic, first year.
Yeah, Dom's not here right now.
He's at camp.
A lot of you guys have been gone on and off all summer because of camp and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because I was 16 years old.
Okay.
In the high school that I would go to in Zoom Magnet.
And what?
In Zoom Magnet that I go to, remember?
Oh, yeah, the Magnet, yeah.
Yeah.
But with the first time you went on stage, was that with Mary at Born to Act?
Yeah, that was the same place.
Ben, when was the first time you ever went on stage?
First time.
Was that Born to Act?
Yeah.
Maddie?
Yes.
Yeah, Ava?
Yes.
First time?
Yes. I've been on stage multiple times. This stage called Miss Amazing Beauty Pageant once, and I just become second place.
Second place at the Amazing.
Yeah, Miss Amazing Beauty Pageant.
Miss Amazing.
I just won second place, and when I was like 16 or 14.
And you're 18 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 18. I'm turning 19 next year.
Next year you turn 19. Yeah. Hey, Maddie, how old are you? I don't even know.
She's like the same age with Ava.
How old, Maddie?
Yeah. You're another 18.
Oh, it's
I'm sorry, Maddie?
18.
You're 18 too?
Yeah, you're both in the same age.
Hey, guys, thank you very much for letting Mike and I come over and hang out with you guys on your vacation.
Yeah, you're
actually welcome, sir.
And, I've been talking about you guys and all the fun that Atticus, my son, and I have with you guys, like, every week at acting class. And it's so nice to actually get you guys to be on here and get to say hi to the people who have been hearing all about the class. And some people have come to visit the class, and people really want to see what the class is all about. They just hear me talking about how fun it is and how cool it is. And now they get to actually hear from some of the actual actors. So thank you very much for helping that happen.
Yes.
Sassy. Look at Mr. Anything else you want to tell the people?
Yeah.
Oh. Anything? I do.
Yeah, what's that, Otto? Mr. Serious.
I'm gonna go after him.
I want to say thank you for coming here.
Uh-huh.
And also...
Please come along, Mr. Sassy.
Also, thanks to my friends.
Oh.
Friends.
You guys are so nice and so welcoming.
And also... thanks to bring your lovely son.
Oh, my lovely son. Here. Thanks, Otto. Yeah, you know what? When Mike first started coming, this guy over here.
Mike too.
When Mike first started coming, you know what he told me? He's like, what? Wow, I've never met such friendly people who are so nice and make me feel totally welcome as soon as I came to the class.
Okay, so I'm going to say something. Okay, guys, so my mom and I are just finishing publishing our book.
Oh, that's true.
I'm in the first chapter of the book.
Get ready, it's going to be on October 21st, and that's just Brunner's month coming up, that way you can, and we're going to finish up my swimming documentary, and
Yeah, so she's going to start doing some publicity for her new book that she wrote all about raising you, right?
Yeah.
And Mr. Sassy, that was very rude.
I'm in the first chapter of that.
And you're in the first chapter?
Yeah.
Ben. Always a wild card.
I think I will say something, too.
What's that?
I just want to say that I like Anderson and Mike coming to our vacation spot.
Oh, thanks.
And Atticus, too. And also, I just want to say my dad is a guitar artist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so maybe
we
can do some songs for you guys.
Yeah, that sounds like a great
idea. He's on a band called The Black.
I'm in two of his songs.
Oh,
one of
cool.
them is Superstar Horizon, and the second one is Back to Detroit.
Just got a lot of things to plug. You guys are like professional pluggers. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. Let's go. Let's go hang out in the pool now. Yeah.
Yes.
Sound good.
All right.
Let's go to the pool. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll talk at you next week.
Bye bye. I think he's good.
Adios.
And then I like Anderson and
Mike.
And his son.
Atticus.
Maddie, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Because
him, he's the best filmer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maddie.
And you.
Thanks,
and you.
Maddie.
And,
I like Anderson.
Well,
they came here.
Okay.
The last one of the day, sir.
Yes.
Sir. Okay, I wanted to say, I hope you guys have a great day and have a rest of a great life.
A great life. That sounds like you'll never see us again.
What?
And he's 20. He's great 20 year old.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, Otto. Happy birthday to Otto.
The hell?
Happy birthday, dear Otto. Leave his ear alone.
Yeah, he's in my age. My age.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.